So we're starting Seen and Heard. This is going to be mostly an intro, so we're not going to dive into any of the topics deeply yet this week. But I want to go over a little bit of the results with you guys. I'll do that at the end so you guys kind of know how that went. And so I just want to kind of talk about why we're doing the series, what exactly it is that we're doing. Some of you guys don't have any idea what I'm talking about. That's fine. So I'm excited to do this series for a few different reasons. When I first started talking about it, I thought it would be a good idea to do, but I was not really excited about doing it, honestly, because I'm not a trained psychologist or counselor, or I'm not an expert in all of these different areas. Some of the things on the list of things that I listed out for you guys, some of those things I have struggled with, some of those things have never been a struggle for me. So I'm like, well, how do I deal with those, with some of the ones I don't know anything about or I haven't personally struggled with? How is that going to work? How can I be effective in teaching those things to you guys? But as I was getting ready for, and I knew I was going to be teaching it, and especially once the results from your guys' questionnaire started coming in, I was able to kind of look over and see what we're going to be talking about. I started to get more excited about it. And everything that we teach in here, everything that I'm teaching, or Nick is teaching, or Phil or whoever, everything that we teach in this class, it's designed to be applicational for you guys. We want it to be practical, something that you guys can hear what's being said, you can like leave here, and you can actually try to implement it in your life. That's the goal with all of the things that we teach. Lincoln and Cash.
He's choking on his stripes.
Okay, well, just chill out. But some things that we teach in here are more practical and easier to like actually apply, and some of them are, maybe they don't apply directly to you. Well, this series, based on your guys' answers, I know not every one of you filled out the survey, but based on your guys' answers, everybody in here, to some degree, either is struggling with something on this list, a lot, a little bit. Maybe you aren't dealing with it currently, but maybe you will deal with it in the future. So this series is going to be really practical for you guys. I want it to be things that you guys can actually, you know, hey, you told me on these questionnaires, hey, I'm struggling with this thing. And so then I'm going to talk to you about how to deal with that thing. And we're going to go through each one of the things. We're going to take a week for each one. Some stuff I might spend a little bit longer on. Some I might spend a little bit less on. But we're going to hit on all those different things throughout this series. And so I think it'll be really practical for you guys. And so I hope you guys enjoy it. We talk about the Bible and how you guys have probably heard, you know, the Bible has the answers to all of your questions. And you know, the Bible is like the book that you need to know how to deal with issues that come up in your life. And we're going to go through the Bible and we're going to look at how do we deal with these different things. Anxiety and depression and self-harm and bullying and all that. There's 12 different things on that list and we're going to go over them all. But the Bible has answers on how to deal with those things. And so for you guys that are struggling, wherever on that spectrum, a lot to a little to not at all, you're going to get some answers over the next, you know, 12 to 15 weeks, over the summer, basically. You're going to get answers to it. And so, so the reason that I started, came up the idea for this series, you guys remember when Vinny was here for our vision conference, and he was talking about Kosovo. It wasn't when he was in here, I think. It was when he was in one of the main services. But he was talking about going to Kosovo, and he was talking about how you, if you're going to, be a leader in a particular area, you need to know your field. Like, if you're going to go on the mission field somewhere, you need to know, you know, what's the main religion that these people have in this place that I'm going? What language do they speak? What are some cultural things that I need to know? You know, like, because, you know, here you can come in and you can, like, you know, America's pretty Christianized, like, in the way that, you know, if you start a new church in a new city that doesn't have a church already, people at least understand, they're familiar with the concept of a church. And they may not, like, know everything about what it means to be part of a church, but people know what church is. And, you know, we kind of have a structure. You know, we meet on Sunday mornings. You know, we try to meet in a building. Sometimes we meet in a school, or sometimes we meet in people's houses. People are kind of, in America, are kind of familiar with that. But if you go to Kosovo, or you go to somewhere in Africa, or you go to, you know, the Middle East, like, how do they do it? Do they even know what churches look like? And so, you know, he was talking about how you have to know your field and know where you're going. And this, the theme for our vision conference was the heart of the plowman, right? And he was talking about plowing the field and all of that. And so he was giving these examples about you have to know your field in order to be an effective minister to your field. And so I started thinking about that for me, right? So my field is you guys, right? This class is my field, right? The adults in here and the kids in here. And so I think that I try to do a good job of getting to know each one of you guys, right? I know, for the most part, on you guys, I know, you know, your names, your where you go to school, you know, sports that you play. I try to attend some of those events. Like, I know some things about you guys, but I don't know, like, everything about all of you. I don't know some deeper things about, you know, maybe things that you guys are struggling with or things that, you know, that are not just, like, surface-level things. And so the more I started thinking about really what he was talking about knowing your field, I was like, well, I don't maybe know my field, you guys, as good as I should know you and in different, you know, deeper ways. And so when I started thinking about that, I'm like, well, how can I get to know these answers to these questions? How can I get to know you guys better and know the things that you're dealing with? So I know, you know, just on a high level, I know, like, in general, what teenagers in America are dealing with. It's a spectrum, obviously, but I kind of know some of those things. I read surveys every once in a while, and I kind of try to keep up on some of the things that teenagers are going through. I was a teenager. It's been a long time ago, but I was a teenager at one time. And, you know, while the things were a little different then, they're not totally different. Some of the same things that I dealt with are some of the same things that you guys are dealing with. And so I kind of have an idea, but I wanted to know specifically with our group, because it's different depending on, you know, the kids. And so I wanted to get your guys' opinion on things that you guys were struggling with and how these different kind of common, you know, teenage issues, or really just human issues, how you guys were being impacted by those things. And so I put together the questionnaire and, you know, put it out there for you guys to answer. And most of you guys, or a lot of you guys, did do that. And so I appreciate you guys filling all those out. But one of the reasons I want to do that is for me to know you guys, but also it's good for you guys to think about, like, yourselves and consider, like, okay, what are the things that I struggle with? How much do I actually struggle with this? And that can be maybe almost harder to answer or to think about than it is to, you know, to just tell somebody. It may be harder for you to think about getting to know what is it that I actually struggle with and how much of this do I really want to reveal? How much of this do I really want to think about? How much of this do I really want to help with? Those kinds of things. And so it really doesn't matter how many of the things on this list of things we're going to talk about you guys are struggling with. Some of you guys were struggling with a lot of the things on the list. Some people were struggling with a couple of things. Like, you know, so it really just depends on you guys individually. And you guys know how you filled out the surveys. But throughout life, all of us are going to get into situations where we're going to struggle from time to time with pretty much everything on that list. And so it's good for us to kind of be ready on how to deal with these things as they come up. And so I think also the way that some of those things are linked together. And so if you think about somebody who maybe has a body image issues, right? That was one of the things on there. If you have issues with the way that you look, you don't like the way that you look, or something about you physically, that can also impact your confidence, right? Maybe you start to struggle with confidence because of the way that you look or the way that you think that you look. And maybe that also impacts, maybe then, you know, maybe you get bullied because of that. And so a lot of these things are, like, intertwined. And so, you know, it's going to ebb and flow, and you're going to struggle with some things more now, maybe less later. You know, it's going to kind of ebb and flow. And almost all of those things are linked together. You know, maybe you're super smart and you do really good in school, and school is, like, not really a problem for you. But because of that, because you've always been really good at school, well, people expect you to be really good at school. And so you put, or your parents put, or your teachers put this pressure on you to do well in school. And then, oh, I got to be in this class. And now I feel like, I mean, yeah, that's better than a lot of people, but that's not good enough for me. And then, you know, then that causes me to have anxiety about school. Now, if I don't get an A on this test, then I'm going to end up with a B for this class, and that's not going to be good enough, and my parents aren't going to like that I got this B on my report card. Like, I only want to get A's, or whatever the thing is. Like, a lot of these things go together, and you start struggling with one, and it kind of rolls into some of the other things. And so, anyways, there's a lot of reasons I think that it's important to talk about these things. And so throughout the series, some of this stuff is going to be, like, awkward to talk about, or it's going to be awkward for me to talk to you about. But it's important that we go over these things because according to the surveys, these are things that you guys actually are struggling with. And so we want to cover all these things. How do we deal with them? And if we don't get them out in the open and talk about them, then it's going to be a little bit harder for you guys to deal with them. And you maybe feel like you're the only one that struggles with them. That's one of the other things that I think is going to be important with this survey. As I go over the results at the end, you're not the only one that's struggling with these things. Even in this room here, there's more than one person struggling with all the things on this list. And so it's important to know that as well. So a couple of things that I'm going to challenge you guys with during this series is three memory verses. And we don't do a lot of memory verses in this class, but I want you guys over the course of the summer to memorize three verses. This is the hardest one of the three. One of them I think probably most of you guys already know, and it's like 10 words long, so it should be pretty easy for you if you don't know it. And the other one's like between the two, middle lengthwise. So I want you guys to memorize these three verses. This one here, somebody read that for me. Wow. Just say it. You don't raise your hand. Go.
There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that ye may be able.
Okay, again, hardest one of the verses that I'm going to ask you guys to memorize. Some of you guys are at least familiar in concept with this verse. Maybe you've heard it before. Okay, so there hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. It's a good reminder that the things that we're going to be talking about, you're not the only person to struggle with it. In this class, you're not the only person. In this church, you're not the only person. In your school, maybe even in your own family, you're not the only person to struggle with it. And so it's common. It's a normal thing to deal with to some degree, all of the things on this list throughout the course of your life. And so that's one of the verses I want you guys to memorize. The second one, somebody read this one for me. You don't have to raise your hand. Just not somebody besides Lincoln. He just read one.
Yeah, Levi, read it.
For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Hebrews 4:15.
Okay, and the last one, this is the easy one that everybody, not everybody, a lot of you guys already know. Somebody read this one.
That word.
Go, Cash.
They were had I did in my body, I might not sin.
Okay. I think one of the biggest tools that the devil has against Christians specifically is this idea that when you're struggling with something, especially if it's a sin thing, and some of the things we're going to be talking about are sin and some are not really sin, but allowing your mind to be consumed by them is not wise. But one of the biggest tools that the devil has against Christians specifically, because once you're saved, there's nothing that the enemy can do to take your salvation away, right? There's nothing you can do to lose your salvation. And so once you're saved, the enemy, the devil, has lost you as like an eternal soul, right? You are going to heaven no matter what happens. So that's a lost cause. He can't stop that from happening. But what he can do is make you ineffective as a Christian, right? And one of the biggest ways that he does that is he makes us feel like something that we're struggling with is like it's only us, or that like I'm struggling with this so badly that I can't be effective in some other way. He makes us feel isolated, like we're the only one that struggles with this. And if my friends knew this about me, they wouldn't be my friends anymore. Or if people at church knew about this, like they would look at me weird because I'm supposed to be a Christian. And in my head, that means I'm supposed to live this certain way and I'm not supposed to struggle with these things that I'm struggling with. But I am struggling with those things. So am I even a Christian? Like, what does that even mean? I can't really tell people about Jesus because in my own life, I'm a hypocrite. I'm pretending on Sunday mornings to be a certain way because I go to church. But then on Sunday nights or another day during the week when I'm not at church, I'm living a different way. I'm living like a double life. And so the enemy makes us feel isolated in that way. It makes us feel like we're the only person that happens to. Okay, I can tell you guys, every one of you in this room probably feels that to some level. If you haven't felt it yet, you're going to. Okay, I feel that. Sometimes, like, I feel like, well, I'm being a hypocrite. I'm telling people, me, as the leader of this class, I'm telling you guys, read your Bible every day, pray every day. And then I miss a day here and there. And I'm like, well, that's, you know, and that's like one thing, but there's a lot of things, even on this list of things that like, I have to fight with my mind to not think this way or to not do these things, right? All of us struggle with that. And so when we read this verse, and when I'm asking you guys to memorize this verse, there's no temptation taking you but such as is common to man. All of the things that you're tempted with, to think about, to dwell on, to act on, to say, to do, those kinds of things, those are things that mankind has struggled with since Adam and Eve sinned in the garden. Okay, it's common. Now that doesn't like mean that it's okay, or it doesn't mean that you can just act on it and you can allow yourself to continue to think about it. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying it's a normal thing for you to be that way, to not always have perfectly pure and honest thoughts. Okay, we're human. That's what we that's one of the certain things that we have to deal with. But the very next word, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able. Some of you guys have been saved and have grown up in church since you can remember. You don't remember a time where you didn't come to this church or a church. And you maybe have some more spiritual strength than other people. So you may be able to withstand a higher temptation. Some of you guys, maybe you are newly saved or you've been saved for a while, but you really haven't done anything with your salvation. You haven't grown spiritually at all since you accepted Christ. And like the slightest temptation is enough to almost knock you into that sin. So God knows where each of us is at. He's not going to allow us to be tempted above that we are able. So when we're tempted to think about things that we shouldn't, or to dwell on, to become anxious about something, or to, you know, consider harming ourselves, or those kinds of things, God's not going to allow us to be tempted above that we're able. There is a way to overcome that temptation and not act on or not think on those things. Okay? It says that He will also make a way of escape that we may be able to bear it. Okay, so we're throughout the series, we're going to look at people in the Bible who were tempted to do something and did it, and that's an example of not to follow. We're going to look at examples of people who were tempted and didn't give in and didn't act on those things, and those are going to be examples to follow. So we're going to be talking about all those kinds of things, but I just want you guys, the main reason I wanted to include this verse is, do not feel like your particular issue is unique or it is something that other people are not struggling with. And so I want you guys to be comforted by that to some degree, that you're not the only ones that are dealing with this. Maybe not even the only ones in this room. And then the next verse, the reason I want you guys to memorize this one, the high priest that it's talking about is Jesus Christ. Okay, so we have a high priest. The way it's worded with the nots and the cannots and stuff, they kind of cancel each other out. But it's telling us we've got a high priest. We as Christians have a high priest that understands the things that we're going through. One of the things that we don't really talk about in church that much, at least not that I've heard, Jesus Christ came to the earth and He was a man, right? He lived His life as a man. He lived a perfect life. That we talk about all the time. But Jesus Christ as a man, as a human being, one of the reasons that He came to earth as a human being, because God could have saved us another way, right? I mean, God could have used maybe another way to save us, but the reason that God sent His Son into a human body is because He showed the way of how we can live and how we can overcome temptations. Being tempted with something is not a sin. Okay, that may be news to you. That was news to me, like, even just a few years ago. I heard that and I was like, what? Temptation. I always thought, like, well, if I'm tempted to think about things that I shouldn't be thinking about, that's sinful. Being tempted is not a sin. Okay? Allowing yourself to continue thinking about those things, or especially allowing yourself to act on those things, is a sin. Jesus Christ was tempted, right? Jesus Christ was tempted of the devil, and we'll look at that during this series. Jesus Christ was tempted. He just never acted on those things. Being tempted is not a sin. And so even that last verse that we looked at, all of us are going to be tempted, but God makes a way of escape for us that we can be able to bear it. And so the fact that Jesus Christ, when He was tempted, what did He do? When the devil came and he tried to convince Him to turn the stones into bread, what did He do? What was Jesus' response? He quoted Scripture, right? Which is why we have the next verse. If you don't know what the Bible says about things, how in the world are you supposed to rely on the Bible to, like, get you through things? Okay? If you memorize some verses about, here's how you deal with anxiety and depression and pornography and body image and bullying and whatever the list, there's 12 things. If you know what the Bible says about those things, and you remember some stories about some people who were faced with a temptation to act on those things, and they didn't do it, that's how you use this verse, hide God's word in your heart, that you might not sin against Him. I know most of you guys have phones. We all have Bibles in our house. We all have access to Bibles online or whatever. Like, I know you guys can get to the information. That's not the issue. But in the moment when you're like feeling like you want to act on something, usually the place that you're going is not, hey, let me go grab my Bible real quick before I do this thing I know I'm not supposed to do. Okay, I know that's not what you guys are doing. That's not what I do. Even though I know that that's what I should do, that's not what I'm thinking. But if we have the Word of God hidden in our heart, God's going to remind us of those verses, and He's going to remind us of those things, and He's going to remind us of the stuff that we're going to talk about on this throughout the series. That's going to help you when you're in a moment where you're feeling weak, like you're going to do something or to think on something that you shouldn't be. God's going to remind you of those verses. That's the way of escape. That's how that verse is going to work. It also can be, maybe you have somebody that helps keep you accountable. Maybe it's a friend, maybe it's a parent, maybe it's one of the adults in this class, and like, hey, you call us up or you text us or whatever. Hey, I'm really struggling with this. Can we just talk, or can we meet up, or can you help me with this thing? Okay. And so, by hiding God's word in our heart, the reason we do that is so that we don't sin against God. The reason that we want to put God's word in our heart, the reason I tell you guys, and the reason we Christians always have talked about, read your Bible and pray. Those things are so important, because when you read your Bible, you're gonna, by nature, the more you do that, you're gonna remember things about it. You're gonna remember stories that you read. You're gonna remember verses that you read. And you're gonna be hiding those things in your heart, whether you know it or not. And so when you hide those words in your heart, God's gonna bring those to your remembrance, in the time that you need them. Okay. So, I kind of covered some of this already, but I forgot I had a slide for this. So, these verses can help you to know you're not the only one dealing with these things. They can help you by letting you know there is a way of escape, that Jesus shows us the way. He's the example. He's the high priest that we can follow. And then we hide God's word in our heart so that we don't sin against Him. Okay, survey results. So, the way I did this, I took all of the answers. So the options were whether you struggle a little, struggle a little, neither struggle or not struggle. I forget how it's phrased. It's usually not an issue or it's never an issue. So those were the five options, and you had to answer those for all 12 of these issues. And so I went through and I assigned a point value. So if somebody checked that they struggled a lot, that was worth 5 points. A little was 4, 3, 2, and 1. And then I added all the points up so I could kind of see which one cumulatively are we struggling with the most, all the way to the one that we're struggling with the least as a class. And so I ranked them in that way, just so we can have an idea. I don't want to get into the specifics. I actually did not personally look at every individual submission. The way that the Google form works is it gave me like a total at the end of like how many people selected this and this and with each of the issues. I did look at a few of the results. They were all anonymous anyway, so I don't know who submitted which ones. But I didn't go through and look at every individual one. I looked at the cumulative numbers, because I don't want to start telling you guys, well, one person in here struggles with this. I don't want you guys to feel like you're the only person in here that is struggling with a particular thing. And so I ranked them total that way. But before we look at which ones are which, a third of you guys... a third of you guys ranked anxiety as something that you struggled with a lot. Okay, so I guess I'll just go ahead and reveal the results. Anxiety was the number one thing. Like, that was the one that had the most total score. Anxiety was the thing. A third of you guys ranked it as something that you struggled with a lot. Okay, confidence, 47%, so almost half of the people that submitted it either struggled a lot or struggled a little with confidence. That was the second one. The same result for purity. Purity, half of you guys said that you struggled a little or a lot with that. Out of all of these things, so drugs, vaping, and alcohol, those were by far the lowest. I mean, you can see the numbers from 31 down to 19. Those were by far the two lowest ones. So if we take those two out, out of all the rest of them, there was only six zeros, like six things that nobody selected on those. So there, my point in saying that, it was all over the boards. Struggle a lot, struggle a little, neither, not, usually not an issue or never an issue. Like on every question, there was people in here that answered one of those options for just about every single one of these things. And so there, it was really good information to see. I don't know if this is surprising to you guys at all, that anxiety was number one. If you fill out the survey, you're probably, a third of you guys said it was the thing that you struggled with the most. Confidence, and then purity, depression, peer pressure and pornography were tied for, what is that, fifth and sixth. Academic pressure, bullying, body image, self-harm, and then like I said, drugs, vaping, and alcohol were by far the lowest ones. And so it was kind of interesting for me to like see the results. I don't know if this is interesting or helpful for you guys to see these results. Maybe it matches up with what you thought it would be. I wasn't exactly sure going into it how the results would come out, but that's how the results came out on that. And so at the end also, I had a question down there asking if you had any other comments or if there's anything that specifically that you wanted to know. I don't remember exactly how I phrased it, but a bunch of you guys put stuff on there. I think about a little over a third of you guys put something on there. And these are just some of these are the things that you guys listed on there as things that you wanted to know more about or you wanted to that you struggle with or you want to help with. You want to know how to pray better or more. You don't pray enough or you don't know how to pray. You don't read enough. A lot of you guys put stuff about reading. I don't read my Bible. How do I get something out of my reading? I feel like when I do read, I don't get anything from it. Where am I supposed to be reading? Like, is that something that might help me read more? Thoughts that I'm not enough or that I'm too different. Those are things that we're going to hit for sure. Lust. How do I deal with lying? How do I live my faith outside of church? How can I be more obedient to God's word? And then how do I hear from God for myself? So all of these things are things that we're going to cover, especially like lust and the one about you're not enough and you're too different. That's going to be weaved in throughout pretty much all the issues that we talk about is those things. We're going to be talking about those quite a bit. The other things we're definitely going to hit on throughout the series and just in general. I mean, I tell you guys all the time that you should read your Bible. And some of you guys have asked me before, and I've given you suggestions on where you can read and things like that. But I'm based on what you guys are asking, based on these questions, I need to do a better job of giving you more information about why it's important to read your Bible and how can I, when I'm reading my Bible, how can I stay focused on what I'm reading? How can I get something out of what I'm reading? That's something that multiple people were asking about. So I'll try to do a better job, not just in this series, but going forward about bringing those things up regularly and helping you guys to know how to do those things and know what that looks like. And so I do really appreciate you guys that filled out the survey. I know that whenever you're answering questions about how much do I struggle with these issues, I know it can be difficult to think about it, first of all. Like, do I actually struggle with this? How much do I struggle? Do I struggle with it a little bit? Do I struggle with a lot? You know, like trying to be honest about how you feel and what you struggle with. I know that can be difficult. So I appreciate you guys doing that. I also know that like revealing that, even if it's anonymous, like checking those boxes, knowing that somebody's going to see the results of what you're putting, I know that can be difficult also. Like, even though I don't know who you are that submitted these questions, I don't even know which one of you guys submitted the survey at all, but I know it can be difficult still to like actually answer these questions and then submit it, knowing that somebody's going to look at that. That can be difficult. And so so I appreciate you guys doing that. Hopefully some of you guys talked with your parents about the, you know, anything that came up or any questions that you had or anything you felt comfortable revealing to them. I know that is a difficult conversation to have. I know that those things can be difficult because once it's out there, once you say it out loud and somebody else knows, now there's somebody else that knows, right? And that can be scary. It can be they're going to ask me questions about this later. If I don't get better at this, then, you know, how am I going to answer them whenever they ask me next time? You know, I know all of those things can be hard to do. The extra questions at the end, I know that can be difficult to, like, say, hey, I really am struggling with lust or lying or, you know, I feel like whenever I leave the church building, I don't act like a Christian anymore. How do I live my faith outside of the church? Those can be difficult things to say, whether it's out loud or on an anonymous form. It can still be difficult. And so the more I read this and the more that I started getting ready for this series, I really am excited to go over these things. I hope you guys are excited to hear some of these things. These are things that I don't remember hearing whenever I was in high school. Like, these things would have been helpful for me when I was in junior high and high school. I was in a church youth group. To my youth pastor's credit, he very well may have taught on these things, and I just don't remember. But I don't remember hearing about a lot of these things. And so I know, like, purity was one of the things. I mean, whenever I was a teenager, purity was like, there was big purity movements, and everybody wore these, like, purity rings, and, like, it was like an indication, hey, I'm a Christian, and I'm saving myself for marriage. That was, like, a really big movement in, like, the early 2000s, and or even, like, late 90s, early 2000s. And so there was some of that kind of stuff going around. But I don't remember talking about a lot of these things in church. And I don't think I've talked about a lot of these things in this class. It's, you know, when they come up in a story or something like that, I may bring them up from time to time. But I've never done a series like this where we're going to, like, go through systematically and look at things that you guys are struggling with. And some of it, again, is not going to be, you know, maybe you don't struggle personally with bullying. But some people in here, based on the survey, are struggling with bullying. Maybe you don't struggle with pornography. Maybe you don't struggle with anxiety. But other people in here do. And maybe, you know, when I get to the week to talk about the thing that you really want to hear about, you know, you want to pay attention for that week. And so each of these issues, I want to ask you guys as we go through it, you know, try to be serious about it. I mean, we can laugh and have fun. And I don't mean that you can't laugh and have fun and also be serious. But, you know, some of these things are going to be heavy. When we're talking about anxiety and depression and self-harm, like, those are going to be, like, heavy topics to talk about. When we talk about pornography, that's going to be a weird topic for you guys to hear about, and for me to teach you about. Like, so some of these things are going to be heavier and more difficult to talk about. So just come ready every Sunday to hear about these things, to talk about these things. Know that obviously you can talk to me about any of these things if you want to. I'm not going to be coming to you guys and say, hey, did you fill out on your survey that you were struggling with this thing? I'm not going to come ask you guys those questions, but if you want to talk to me about any of these things, you can. But if you're really struggling with something and we get to the week and we're talking about the thing and at the end of it you still feel like, man, I still feel like that might not be as helpful to me as I was hoping, come talk to me, or, you know, talk to your parents, or find somebody that you, if you're being discipled, talk to your disciple or whatever, find somebody that you can talk to about it and say, hey, Luke was covering these things and I think that's kind of helpful, but what I really struggle with is like this specific area of this thing and I don't really know what I'm supposed to do about that. Okay. I'm open to talk to you guys about those things if you want to, and to give you maybe some more tools. But I really do, I'm going to try to be as comprehensive as I can, talking about all these different things and put it in a way that is helpful, in a way that you guys can understand. If you miss a week, I know it's summertime, some of you guys are going on vacation, I know some people aren't even here today to hear this part. I record all of these, and I'm going to be very intentional about recording each one of these things. They go on the church website, so you can go on online and listen to them. If you have a phone, you can listen to them on podcast. They're all recorded, and they all get put up, usually like Monday afternoon. Brianna goes and uploads the audio, so you can listen to all of these things. If you guys want to see my notes on some of these things, like, you know, maybe you heard it, but you, like, want to put some of these notes, like, in your Bible or somewhere in your house, so when it comes up again, like when you're dealing with something and you want to, like, go back and look at my notes, I'd be happy to give you guys notes. I'm going to try to do a PowerPoint every week. I'm not really good at PowerPoint, so I'm trying to do better about that. If you want PowerPoint notes, I'm happy to give you guys those also. Whatever you guys need to make this series something that's helpful to you, something that, I'm not going to say that you're going to enjoy the series, because that's going to be, it's weird to, like, enjoy talking about some of the things we're going to talk about, but I do think that it's going to be beneficial for you, and something that you can fall back on. And when you're in a situation or a moment where you're feeling weak about something, you're feeling like you're going to fall into this temptation that you're struggling with, hopefully you can remember some of the things that we talked about, and maybe it will help you. Maybe that will be the thing that you need to think, man, I know that there's somebody that's praying about me. I'm praying about all these different things for you guys. Again, without knowing who you are specifically, God knows what each of you guys put on the survey. And so when I'm praying about those things, know that I'm praying about you specifically, whether you fill out the survey or not. I'm praying about each of these issues for you guys. And so if you're in a situation where you're starting to, like, feel tempted, remember that. Maybe that will be just a little bit of help that you need, to know that there's somebody that cares about what's going on with you guys. And you can fall back on some of the things that that we're going to be talking about. So I think that's everything for today. We've got like 5 minutes. Does anybody have any questions about what we're doing with this?
I have a question.
Yes. What's your question?
What's the theme for kids?
Sent. It's evangelism based. So we're going to be talking about, how do I share the gospel with people? You know, like, what does that look like? I know all, if you don't struggle with how to share the gospel with somebody, I don't think you're being honest. All of us struggle with that. I struggle with that. So we're going to talk about practical examples on how you do that. And we're going to talk about why it's important. We're going to talk about those kinds of things. Evangelism is the theme. But the name of it is sent. We've been sent to carry out the gospel to the world. Anybody else have any questions or comments or concerns?
No?
Everybody's good?
Yeah.
Okay, try to be here each week for this. So on Sundays, we're going to be going over this. So next week, we're going to start with anxiety. So I'm going to work my way from like the highest one to the lowest one. So next week will be anxiety. We might spend 2 weeks on that one, and then we'll work our way through the rest of them from there. And so we'll end the series on alcohol. Yes? No? Okay. All right, let's pray. And you guys can go get some more food, because I do not want to take that home with me. So please go.